No, he didn't do it right.
I didn't do it yet. Calm down.
He didn't
Calm
do it
down.
Right.
Calm down. I don't see where it says blur.
Welcome to the Empty Wagon Fantasy Football Podcast. It's Brad, it's Josh, it's Eric. We're trying to do this thing a little three-way style. They can't hear the drops. They didn't know the music was going on in the background, but that's the way we love to do it here. We're going to tell you guys all about this beautiful Thursday night game we had. We're going to tell you all about who to start, who to set, what games we love, what games we hate this week. It's going to be a long one, but we're going to power through. Not like Rojo, but we're going to power through.
Oh, poor Rojo.
Or Ridiculous. Christian McCaffrey on the 1 yard line. But.
I don't want to talk about it.
We can talk about that.
Or Pamela Newton on the 1 yard line.
You want to talk about that? He got 42 points last week and he got 7 this week?
Yeah, when you average out, though, it's 25.
Cam's trash. I'm upset with him. Good.
I offered a sweet trade to give this guy in my Dynasty League a quarterback and he turned it down.
Oh.
Yeah.
You what was the trade, trash. Though?
I gave him a starting quarterback, which he needs. And Eric Ebron for Evan Ingram. It was Dak, a top 10 quarterback.
For this week.
No, for every week. He was a top 10 quarterback in fantasy last year.
Yeah, Google. He offered me Dak and a third round pick.
I offered you Dak and Ebron.
Dak and Ebron. That was the second one. The first one wasn't that.
Yeah.
The first one was just Dak. For who? Evan Ingram, and I gave you a pick.
Yeah, that's fair.
No.
Well, we'll do just Evan Ingram then. Who cares?
No. Yeah, all right, boys, we got a lot to talk about. I hope your guys' weeks were great, because guess what? I really don't care. Let's get into Thursday night game. Let's get into Pamela Newton.
Pamela Newton. Nice.
What a disaster.
Did you guys
Josh, you made an interesting point today about Cam. Do you remember what we talked about earlier today?
No, refresh me.
How the headlines got to him?
Yeah, I think that's true.
So explain the whole thing for our listeners.
So Cam Newton, I think he's losing it. Not quite as bad as Antonio Brown, but I do think he's losing it. Where he's reading all this bulletin board material and he's like, oh, he can't throw downfield. He can't throw downfield. Well, don't worry. He did plenty of that last night. Not accurately, because he went 24 of 50. He did have over 300 yards, but he threw to to Christian McCaffrey. It was almost zero times, basically. So it was – the whole offense was stymied. Twice.
That's it.
It was just a bad game offensively.
I agree with that. But I don't agree with Cam Newton listening to all the people. I think the Buccaneers defense tried to stop Christian McCaffrey, which they did a pretty good job at.
Yeah, but it's
16 for 37. They did. They did what they came there to do. They focused on stop Christian McCaffrey, make Cam Newton beat you.
But they didn't do anything good with him. They didn't like split him out in the slot and like try some funky stuff.
They don't call him Riverboat Ron because he tries crazy stuff. They call him Riverboat Ron because he does stuff we don't understand.
There were some
fair.
So Christian McCaffrey busted, Cam Newton busted. Was there anybody really? Greg Olsen had a great game.
Oh no, there was.
Yeah, I sat on my bench because his back was bothering him.
Hold on, no. There was a guy, and I think you guys can call me Miss Cleo.
Oh my God! Just talk Chris about Godwin Chris Godwin already. Thanks.
Godwin I was talking about him. I mean, 8 for 121 and a touch. Oh,
that's a teat. A teat.
A touchdown. Whatever. Oh, I mean, 26 fantasy points at PPR.
It's one game, bud. Calm down.
It's one game. 100% correct. One game, but you got to win in fantasy one game at a time.
It's true. It's actual factual.
Mm-hmm.
But Mike Evans.
Mike Evans, who is historically bad against Carolina.
Continued.
4 for 61 isn't the worst stat line he could have had.
Yeah, if he was Julian Edelman. But you probably took him in the second round.
Don't you dare talk about Julian Edelman like that. He is a 10 for 90 machine every week. How dare you?
You watch your whore mouth.
What I'm saying is Mike Evans is a second, third round pick. Julian Edelman is like a fifth, sixth round pick.
There's a lot of different investments. I took him in the fourth most of the time. But yeah, okay, sure.
There's a difference in skill set here.
So is there anything to take away from this Thursday night game, boys?
Chris
Godwin. Thursday night games are stupid.
Chris Godwin, the best Tampa Bay receiver. I called it.
Do you? So if you have Cam Newton on your team, do you even want to keep him on your team?
Yeah. He can't be this bad.
He was under 50% completion percentage. I don't know.
Yeah, but he was 66 last game. So what does that mean?
I feel like because he threw
a lot of passes to.
He didn't turn the ball over this time.
I just think that, I don't know. I feel like, and even after the game, he said he had some soul searching to do. Get ready to retire, Cam.
What does that mean?
No, he said.
It means he's about to retire, a la Andrew Luck.
He said he's going to have to take a long look in the mirror, and hopefully he does it with those scarves on his head.
Is he going to play that Michael Jackson song? I'm searching for, I'm starting with the man in the mirror. You know that one?
Yeah.
Is he going to play, that and then cry or what?
I hope so.
Jesus. Get it together, Cam, and throw it to Christian McCaffrey, clown.
Well, if anybody has anything else, we got some news I want to read about before we get into the games.
Go for it, Josh.
Give us the news. So
we're just going to talk about some in and out. Sam Darnold will not be playing on Monday Night Football because he has mononucleosis.
It's because he's a slut.
That means he's got mono, the kissing disease. Sam Darnold not only will miss next week, but he could be missing multiple weeks. So don't fire up your Jamison Crowder because he won't be catching all the passes, especially since your boy, Trevor Siemian, is going to be the starter in New York for the next few weeks. Le'Veon Bell is dealing with a shoulder injury. He had an MRI. Everything looks good. Looks like he's going to play.
How bad is that shoulder, though, if he felt the need to go get an MRI? How worried are we?
He's sore, but I think, you know, it's a Monday night game. He'll have an extra day to rest. I feel all right.
Well, or is it just the Jets being cautious? They know they're not playing for the playoffs this year. Why have him hurt it worse and have him ready for next year?
Well, Darnold.
Gase doesn't even want him anyway.
That's true. Maybe no one wants Gase either.
He's just trying to lift that trade value.
You're right.
Darius Geis, he had surgery and he got put on the IR designated to return, so he'll be gone for at least the next 8 weeks. Get your AP and Chris Thompson's ready.
Hang on. You don't want to go back to the Jets and talk about Quincy Enunwa?
Well, he got put on the IR. He broke his neck again. Who cares?
Cold-blooded.
I mean,
Demaryius Thomas is going to be the third receiver there, boys and girls. Pick him up. Yeah,
DT. No, I wouldn't go crazy and pick him up. Especially when Trevor Siemian's throwing the balls. Who cares?
Just stash him. It'll be okay.
So Mike Williams missed practice with that knee injury. Right now it's looking like a wait and see, but not good. Joe Mixon is day-to-day. He hasn't been practicing all week. It looks like he might miss this week's game, actually. Frank Gore is still their starter. Sterling Shepard missed practice again with a concussion, and he is doubtful to suit up. Juju is good. Tyler Lockett bent back to practice. He's good to go. AJ Green is progressing very well, and it looks like he could be about a week four return, which is good.
They got John Ross. They don't need him.
Okay. Looks like Kiki Kuti could be playing this week. Jordan Reed is still in the concussion protocol and will likely miss the game this week, so which means Vernon Davis is still a starter. Albert Wilson, he missed practice again. Right now he's being considered day-to-day, but even if he is part of that offense, you're not going to start him. So that's pretty much all the news. Now, Brad, you said you had something about James White.
So there's rumors floating around. It's a Reddit feed and Fantasy Couch. It's just rumored that James White did not travel with the team to Miami due to the birth of his child, and he's not expected to play. It's just something we got to monitor. So go over there, follow us on Twitter. What's those Twitter drops there, Josh?
Empty Wagon FF. It's going to be Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. And then for Eric, it's going to be GunsOfVeld19. Brad will be at Tack Jones, and I'm at FF Josh Hughes.
Yeah, go over there, hit the follow. We'll let you know what's going on if we hear any legit, when Schefter comes out and says it, that's when we'll.
Yeah, we'll just retweet Schefter. It'll be fine. Yep. You'll get it. Don't worry.
Yeah, that's all we need to do.
But don't follow Schefter. Follow us.
Yeah, don't listen to him.
Or follow Schefter. It's fine.
All right, boys. All right. Is that about it? We ready to get into these games?
Yeah.
I hope you guys got your ranks ready. Oh, wait, no? Okay, that's what I thought.
Mm-hmm. Might have them up tomorrow, maybe, or early Sunday.
Possibly. I'll be on the website Mine will at least be up there when you guys will listen to this. But for everybody else, Slackers, we're going to jump into the Bengals, the Niners. You guys excited for this?
Well, this will be quick.
All right, who are we starting on the 49ers? Burita?
Ooh, Burita and no. Kittle.
Kittle, yeah.
Burita, maybe?
Yeah, I don't really like Kittle. I hope you have better options than Burita. But do you have to start Kittle? Because you probably drafted him in like the fourth round, if not higher.
Yep. And what about Cincinnati side of the ball, boys?
I'm ready to flex Gio.
If Mixon does really? Not play.
If Mixon doesn't play, I'm ready to flex Gio and PPR. I mean, and then I'll fire up Tyler Boyd too, and my wide receiver too. Yeah.
And even if Mixon is a go, I wouldn't put him in anything more than a flex. I'm scared to play him. I have him on my bench this week.
I have
in
him my at RB 25.
Yeah.
Mm.
I'm gonna play Fournette, Eckler, and I think Gurley in that league.
John Ross, fire him up 2 weeks in a row.
No, don't do that.
He's ride so the fast. High, go for it. See what happens. No, I'd play Boyd too. Boyd had a decent.
If
week.
You're in best ball, hope you got him on your team. But other than that,
No, don't do that.
Fire him
okay.
up.
Okay. Hey, no, what about these defenses? What about the Cincinnati defense?
What about it?
Would you be willing to start him? Jimmy G hasn't looked good. No. He didn't look good against Buccaneers defense.
No.
There are better streaming options out there this week, but if you're in a real pinch, I mean, Jimmy G likes to throw it to the other team. Go for it.
Okay.
And they have no running game to speak of. So.
And it's a low over-under of only 46 points, and Cincinnati is favored by one. All right, let's move on to a little more interesting game here. The Chargers are going to Detroit.
Ooh, battle of the undefeated.
Problem is, the Chargers in these early games have a very bad record.
Mm.
And I get what you did there, because the Lions haven't lost.
Hey-o.
Hey-o. So, are you guys willing to start Rivers?
I couldn't hear you cut
yeah,
out.
Yeah, he turned into a robot on that one, bud.
Josh, are you going to start Rivers?
Oh, yeah. I'm going to start Rivers, for Eric. Sure.
Oh, show.
Okay, I got him at 14, right outside the top, but... Rookie dokie. What about the running back situation in San Diego?
Whoa.
Love me some Austin Eckler. Yeah, start him. RB2 at least each week. Probably fighting for a low-end RB1 spot each week. Yep.
I got him at 8.
I agree.
Now, what about the running back on the other side of the ball? Kerryon Johnson.
I got him
behind Mixon. Just saying. I'm not starting.
You got it behind Joe Mixon with the injury? Wow.
Well, I feel good about Kerryon.
I don't.
The Chargers' defense got lit up by Marlon Mack, so I feel pretty good.
He did nothing against Arizona defense.
Yeah, and Arizona's defense is trash.
Yeah,
I'm not worried about that.
Hopefully, you have better options. Depends on where you drafted him. It's week two. Again, I said last week, don't overreact to 1 week. Let's see if the talent comes through. He gets some more reps. We'll see what happens.
Josh, did you bring up the Hunter Henry in your injury report?
No, I did not. Hunter Henry.
The tibia plateau injury? Sad panda.
So they said, 5 to 7 weeks, I think is the timetable they want to do. Just remember, J.J. Watt had the same injury about week 7, and he never came back for the whole season for the Texans that year.
Yeah, I'm not optimistic for this injury.
And also, Mike Williams, did you bring him up, Josh? I don't think I did.
I did talk about Mike Williams.
So he's probably not going to play either. So Keenan Allen, and that's another reason why I love Austin Eckler, because they need somebody to catch the ball. What about the Lions receivers? Kenny Golladay?
Hang on 1 second. Who's the tight end taking Henry's place over there?
It doesn't matter. Probably Virgil.
You don't think it matters? Okay.
I believe it's Virgil Green still, right?
Exactly.
I think so. Yeah, but he was backing up Antonio Gates back in the day, too. That never really worked out.
Nope. They might sign Antonio Gates again. Who knows?
So you guys want no part of that?
Yeah, I don't want any part of it.
Okay.
I like Kerryon, Kenny Golladay, and I'm pretty comfortable flexing Danny Amendola this week. Did a great game in PPR last week, and I think he's going to be just fine this week.
Yeah, Danny looked good in the offense. And Rivers seems to – or I'm sorry, Stafford seems to like him there.
So what about – we saw one good week out of TJ Hockenson. How do you guys feel about starting TJ this week?
Starting?
I'm playing him.
I think you have to.
He's a legit target. Stafford really likes throwing the ball to him, and he performed. Why not? Keep going to him.
Okay.
I think you have to start him.
Full steam ahead. Choo-choo.
I mean, it's tight end landscape. Where do I have him? I have him. I have him in the top 10 of tight ends. Well, I have him at 12. So he's right behind Jack Doyle.
I wouldn't have him. Jack.
Yeah, I'd have him on Jack, too.
All right. So you guys ready to move on? What about Chargers defense? Do you think Matthew Stafford's for real?
Yeah. No, I don't feel comfortable starting the Chargers defense just
yet. I've never trusted Stafford, but I would
never. Even with Megatron, you didn't trust Stafford when you had Megatron. Shut your mouth.
I didn't. I trusted Megatron. I didn't trust Stafford. He just chucks it up there and hopes somebody comes down with it. He's like Eli, but not as dumb looking. Close though.
He is more handsome.
I can't wait for you guys to hear these drops. They're all over the place.
That's fine.
Okay. So let's move on. We got a little NFC Norse action. The Vikings, the Packers.
World are closed.
Super low over under 42.5 points. I think Vegas is a little crazy right now because of what happened that Thursday night game with how bad the Packers offense was. Packers are still favored by almost 3. So you guys want to start with Vikings side of the ball or Packers side of the ball?
Vikings will be easier.
Okay.
Yeah.
I feel comfortable starting Cook, Thielen, Diggs, and the Vikings D, actually.
Yep. I agree with Josh on that one. Rudolph is hopefully you have a better option. Hopefully you have a better option.
Is Diggs on the injury report as of today?
He was not that he I got saw. Removed?
Okay.
Yeah.
Because when Diggs is off the injury report, he averages double digit points. When he's on it, he's single digit points.
Here, let me double check. I have him on several teams.
That's a little FF fun fact.
Yeah, just so you guys know. So if he shows up on the injury report.
Not that particular team.
But whenever Kirk Cousins only throws 10 passes, I don't really feel comfortable getting anywhere near him.
Do you think it's going to be another one of those run first games?
I'm hoping to get a little bit more volume for Thielen and Diggs because obviously that was a real crushing blow to a lot of teams last week because he only threw the ball 10 times. So hopefully we get a little bit more out of him. And I do think that the Packers, they did a pretty good job of stifling the Bears running game. So hopefully they'll be able to slow Dalvin Cook down just a little bit. I still expect Dalvin Cook to have a great game.
Okay. Yeah, Diggs is for sure off of the injury report.
Okay. And moving on to the Packers side. Eric, I know that you hate Davante Adams this week. You think he's going to really be a thorn?
You guys may be a believer. Roads are closed.
The problem with the Minnesota defense, they have clear home road splits. So do watch that. But
I think they'll be fine, and I don't think Rodgers isn't the same guy. He's wearing he's gonna wear the
play call sheet.
The play call sheet now, because he can't remember him. He's getting old.
Yeah, because Matt LaFleur probably put a lot more plays in there.
It doesn't matter. They're not any better.
Okay.
They didn't look any their offense didn't look any better last week. I think it's still vanilla like it was, and I think it's Rodgers trying to make it up as he goes along.
Are you guys still willing to start Rodgers? He's still a start though, right?
I think he's going to bust this week.
I don't like Rodgers.
Do you like Phillip Rivers over him?
Yes.
I don't.
Yeah.
With all those weapons being gone from Rivers, I can't trust Rivers.
I don't know. This Vikings defense, they showed up tough
against
Matt Ryan. What
about Josh Allen?
Oh, what are they playing? What's their matchup,
though? They're playing the Giants.
Oh, yeah. Start Josh Allen, dude. Start him. Start him.
Okie dokie. All right, and then Davante Adams, you're starting, even though Eric hates him, you're probably still going to have to start him. Just
you're going to, but temper expectations, for sure.
What about Aaron Jones? That's the one I'm really worried about, because that Minnesota run defense is the bread and butter.
They nasty. Anthony Barr coming back was huge for them. Yeah.
And he's splitting time, too. I do not feel good about this.
Find you another option. I just went through my ranks. I had Darius Geis in my ranks. Ugh.
He's hurt.
He's out.
I might even start, especially if James White doesn't play, I would be comfortable starting Rex Burkhead over Aaron Jones this week in PPR.
Wow. Okay. Mm-hmm.
If James White doesn't play.
How about a Kenyon Drake or a Ballage? Yes or no?
Miami gave me nothing last week.
Okay.
Well, and actually, we'll get to that game in just a little bit.
Option. Adrian Peterson over Aaron Jones? Yes or no?
Yes. Well, yes. Hold on. No. They're playing the Cowboys, right?
Our defense is smoke and mirrors. I wouldn't worry about it.
It's good linebacker core. It's a good linebacker.
It is a good linebacker core, but they're smoke and mirrors.
One last thing. Jimmy Graham. Are you guys starting him?
No.
Really?
I mean, he caught a teat last week. I mean, he's not a terrible option. If you waited a long, if you waited till late in the draft to get a tight end, he's a good option.
You're starting him over Kyle Rudolph, though, right?
For sure.
Yeah.
Okay. Because yeah, cool. He's a touchdown and bust. It's like he was at Seattle. I'm hoping for that.
Yeah. Kyle got paid, but Kirk don't like him.
Yeah.
So.
Well, yeah, and I guess I mean in the area that we are with tight ends right now, the guys that are outside of the top six, a lot of them really are touchdown or bust.
Yeah.
So, I'm okay with it.
Okay.
Kayvon, please get better.
Let's move over down to Tennessee. We got a little AFC South showdown here. We got the Tolts. We got the Titans. Another low scoring game, according to Vegas.
I feel like these two teams are just going to beat the hell out of each other with the running game. Like, yes. It's just going to be the Mac and Henry show.
Derrick Henry this week.
I like both running backs. I like Mac and Henry.
I have Derrick Henry at 12. I have running backs.
Wow. In PPR or standard format?
PPR.
Okay. So even more so in standard.
Yeah, even more in standard.
Okay. Mm-hmm. How do you feel about where you got Mac ranked then?
He's down at 15. Still 15? Right there, but.
No. I love Marlon Mack this week.
I know you love him, but.
Love him so much.
You remember what Nick Chubb did last week? Nothing.
That Tennessee defense was pretty stiff, to be fair.
Ooh, stiff.
Yeah. Yeah. Stiff. Okay. Are these the only two guys we like in this entire game?
No. Well, I like Marlon. I like T.Y. Hilton this week.
You like Hilton? Okay. I like Hilton. He did have a good showing last week.
Yeah, two touchdowns. I feel good about that. And Delanie Walker. I'm not going to forget about
Delanie Walker. I do love Delanie Walker. I like him more than any of the Colts guys.
I would have started Delanie Walker over O.J. Howard, that's for sure.
Hindsight's 20/20.
Yeah.
No, yeah. Okay, but let's talk about – so the tight ends for – the Titans last year were really good against tight ends. They were the third best team in all of the NFL against tight ends. So Eric Ebron and Tiny Hands, Jack Doyle, you're going to have to fade them this week. Like, I don't really want
to – If you had to start one, which one are you starting, Eric?
Ebron. Oh,
thanks, Eric. I'm starting Ebron.
I'm starting Jack Doyle.
Okay.
I love that forehead. I got to go with it.
To be fair, to support Brad's point, we were talking about this earlier today. Jack Doyle did have two touchdowns that were called back due to penalties, but
Ebron dropped one. So,
well, that's what Ebron does, though, is drop passes.
Yeah. Yeah. Next question.
And Jacoby the brisket don't want to go back.
Do you guys want to start Jacoby?
No.
2 QB only. What about Mariota?
2 QB.
If you have to start one of these two quarterbacks.
Brissett. I would rather start Brissett.
I agree.
Mariota's.
No,
like Brissett has better weapons, I feel like.
I don't care.
It's prime beef, dude.
And Mariota's one arm hit away from not being able to feel that arm.
Okay. Again. Let's go to a game that jumps up in the over-under, but that's because of one team. We got the Patriots traveling to Miami. Now, historically, this is usually a game where Miami does do something weird and beats the Patriots.
Yeah, New England does struggle at Miami typically. I don't know if it's the heat or what.
New England is a 19-point favorite in this game on the road.
19? That's insane. Please don't bet the Patriots by 19. That's dumb.
The line is 18.5.
Well, I know.
That's ridiculous.
That's what the over under. That's what the, yeah. And the over-under is 48.5. So,
yeah.
Man, that's a phone call.
Very unprofessional.
Whatever, bro.
We all do it.
Okay, that's because I'm monitoring my daughter's phone calls. What's up?
I'm going to be a good dad.
All right. So, let's do the Dolphins side first. No quarterback. Right? We're not starting any quarterback. Whatever quarterback starts, we don't care. No. We're not starting, right?
No.
Are we starting any wide receiver?
No
tight end. The running backs.
I don't even know who their tight ends are.
Exactly.
Mike Gesicki and
Penn State.
Yeah, you don't want to start a Penn State tight end, that's for sure.
Okay, and then what about the running backs? So Kenyon Drake, Kalen Ballage.
No,
I don't want to start Ballage. If you have to start Drake,
no.
Well, Ballage is still the de facto starter, right?
I don't. But they split matter. Time. They're gonna be down so much. They need Drake out there. So he might catch some balls.
And then if you're in a 16-team league and you need an option at a flex or something, yeah, sure, start Kenyon Drake.
Here's how bad the Miami defense is. Minkah Fitzpatrick wants a trade because he's tired of learning six different positions. They had him play six different positions last week.
What's his normal position?
Safety.
Oh. There's not – wait. Well, I think he was a corner. Are there even that many positions on defense?
So you got – yeah. Strong safety. You got strong safety, free safety, then probably both the corner spots, and then the slot corner. Then you probably play linebacker, different linebacker slots.
They did have him playing linebacker.
Yeah.
Who's their coach?
It's
Brian Flores.
Yeah, he's going to get fired. First coach fired. Put it down.
Bet. No.
No, because they knew this. They did this on purpose.
Oh, all right. Tank for
so
two.
So let's go to the more fun side here. Patriots. Where do you guys start have Tom Brady? I'm at number four quarterback this week.
Yeah, I feel real good about Tommy.
Yeah, he'll be good. Yeah, he'll be a top five guy, sure.
James White,
he'll be a
Michelle.
Top five guy before halftime. What?
If James White plays, he's in, right?
He's a top 12 guy, probably.
Okay, Sonny Michel.
Like him better in standard.
I don't like
him. I don't like him after what happened last week.
This is his get-right game, though, right?
Honestly. Yeah, he's got an opportunity, but they were using three guys pretty regular. And then, you know, there's always a chance that old James Devlin shows up and does something. Sony Michel is my least favorite out of these running backs.
Typically, if you disappoint Belichick, he's not as apt to go back to you.
I don't know if he disappointed so much or they were winning by so much they want to save Sony Michel for their playoff push. Because the Patriots are a team that's looking for Super Bowl. They're not looking for September games.
Right. You're right. And well, they do want that hard-nosed running style when it's cold.
He had 15 carries for 14 yards.
They were all, it seemed like, in the first half, though.
But 14 yards? Oof.
0.9 yards per carry, the boys.
Yeah. Okay. That's tough. That's
now
tough
the wide receiver situation. Edelman's in a BPR.
Start him.
Josh Gordon. I love Josh Gordon. I started him more league over Chris
Gordon's
Godwin.
Gordon's good in pretty much every format.
Now, the biggest question is the Antonio Brown.
They said he's not going to be on the exempt list. Yeah, you have to start him.
I was reading that he was actually struggling to grasp the playbook. So if he's out there, he might be out there for, 10, 12 plays, something like that, kind of get his feet wet. But I'm not expecting him to have an impact this week.
But three of those because result in touchdowns a la Randy Moss back in the day, Kevin. Yes.
They still got Philip Dorsett.
This is a very complicated playbook. Everybody talks about how great the New England, offense is and how complicated it is. So it is surprising. He is at the TB12 facility, so he's working with Brady. He's living with Brady. He's living with Brady, too, until he finds a place.
Yeah.
He's staying flexible.
And the Patriots defense, are they your guys' number one defense this week?
Yeah, thanks for snaking them from me, Brad. I appreciate it.
Josh snaked them from me in another league, so.
And the circle goes round and round.
It's like a circle.
All right, let's get into the other game. We got the Bills. We got the Giants. Josh, you brought up Sterling Shepard.
Yeah, Sterling Shepard not going to play this week.
Yep, he's out with a concussion. So Evan Ingram, Evan Ingram and Barkley, the only Giants we want to start?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay, cool. Giants done. Buffalo. So Josh Allen, we like him?
Mm-hmm. I like him.
Do you like
him in QB too?
I really like him in two quarterback leagues for sure.
What about the smoke show?
Yeah. After their show last week against this defense, absolutely start John Brown.
Yeah. Because right now, the Giants, not Miami, are the team that gives up the most points to wide receivers.
For this year?
Right now.
Okay.
Yeah.
Even though Miami got 60 some.
They weren't good against wideouts last year either. So yeah.
Let's do it.
What about Devin Singletary?
I feel real good about this Bills defense, too.
I like him as a flex.
I'm not there yet.
I got him over. What about him or Kerryon Johnson?
I still prefer Kerryon.
I'm going Singletary.
I think he gets the volume. I think Singletary is getting more opportunity there.
No, Frank Gore will keep
He's still the starter
for no reason.
But Singletary.
For no reason.
Okay.
Other than he's timeless.
And then the Bills defense. Set it, forget it. Take it to the bank.
Sure. Yeah, they're actually pretty frisky on defense. So go for it.
All righty. And then Eli, sneaky quarterback play of the week. I'm just kidding.
Okay.
All right. Now we have a get right game for a team and a team that's coming off a nice little win. Seattle going to Pittsburgh playing the Steelers.
Ooh.
All right, where do you, a must start Seattle side of the ball. Russell Wilson's a must start probably for what you drafted, yep. Matt.
Sure.
Right, and after what Tom Brady did to this defense, you're starting Russell Wilson. Chris Carson, after his week, you're starting Chris Carson.
Yep.
Josh, you agree?
Boy. Yep, concur.
Okay. The wide receiver situation in Seattle, I think, is one of the best. DK Metcalf led the team in targets, but Tyler Lockett still got his 1 for 40 and a touch.
All he's got to do is hit 16, baby. 16.
So
I was in the 30s right now. So,
do you guys still want to start Lockett over DK Metcalf, or are you willing to start?
I still like Lockett more than I like DK.
Yep, I agree.
But if we see DK leading in targets every week, it's going to slowly start tipping the pendulum the other way.
Was it 3 weeks? 3 weeks is a trend, a habit. So if it happens 3 weeks in a row, then yeah, I'll start recommending DK Metcalf over Lockett.
I mean, none of these guys really, you want the guy who's getting the touchdowns though in this offense, because they're only throwing, 15, 20 passes a game. They're a run heavy offense. We know that. So for me, it's the guy who's getting the touchdowns. It might be more important than the guy who's getting targets. And traditionally that's been Lockett, unfortunately, for my
head. Now the Steelers side of the ball. Big Ben's at home. I love Big Ben this week.
Yep, we like home Big Ben, right?
Andy Dalton hung 400 yards up on the Seattle defense last week. He did. So Big Ben,
wasn't a lot of that garbage.
Big Ben is saying if he can get 400, if he can get 400, I can get 500. So Big Ben, he's gonna be air mailing it. So yeah. I love Big Ben this week.
He does need to pad his stats from last week.
He's at home. Everything's trending to Big Ben having a big game.
I hope so, because I have him in 2 weeks.
Which also means that I think Juju is going to have a big game.
Juju on them beats.
Is he's good? Like, I know he's not on the injury report, but is he really good, though?
Yeah, they did an x-ray of his toe. He just stubbed it.
Okay. How about, so do you want Juju, do you want James Washington or Dante Moncrief?
James Washington, if you have to start one, but I don't want to start either one of them.
Okay.
Dante Moncrief had 10 targets and only caught two of them.
Oh, so disappointing. He dropped. He was on my bench, but still disappointing.
He could have caught it better if you chopped his fingers off.
Okay.
Mm. He threw it at the hands. That's the worst place to throw it.
And James Conner's a must start in this game.
You probably drafted him in the first round. Yeah.
Even though Joe Mixon had a really bad game against his Seattle front.
He did.
But Joe Mixon also got hurt in that game, so yeah. I temper what they did.
Seattle's front seven is usually pretty good, though. I think that's I think if you're going to start James Conner, you temper
it. Yeah, they got Clowney.
Well, that helps. Sure. Sure.
All righty. And then do you need the defense, right?
Vance Dance this week? No? Yes?
No. I mean, you can
definitely
you
not,
can
and definitely
him.
Not Seattle's tight end.
He'll right? always be in my, 14 to 16 range of tight ends.
He's
just because he's
guy.
A name.
Yeah.
I'd rather start Hooper.
Hooper I have him right. I have Hooper right behind him.
I'd rather start Hooper. No, yeah, I'm not crazy about either one of the guys, but
right.
Speaking of Hooper, let's talk about Amari Cooper and the Dallas Cowboys and the Washington Redskins.
They're all get paid. It makes me sad.
Dak Prescott, $40 million man.
Start him.
He's going to get 50 now. He's got all the leverage.
Start him.
I need him to have a bad game this week.
Do you? But honestly, yeah, you want to start him, right? Because the game Wentz had against this team last week.
Yeah,
but Wentz was down almost that whole game. Washington got out high and got out fast. I don't see the Cowboys playing from behind in this game.
No,
I don't.
I see their defense being better. I see Zeke running the ball. I don't know, 25 to 30 times.
Please give him the rock this week, please. I need him to score points.
They will. I guarantee they get in the ball a lot.
No, he'll get his reps this week, sure. He'll eat.
So, Zeke, obviously. Amari Cooper, do you guys want to start him?
I think you got to start him and Gallup.
I'm not starting Gallup yet.
You don't think so?
No, that was a very bad Giants secondary. Yeah, I know DeSean Jackson and Alshon Jeffrey had a good game, but Gallup's skill set and DeSean Jackson's skill set don't really mesh up that well.
Okay. I think he's the real deal.
He's a low – okay, for me, he's a high-end wide receiver three. If you're in a three wide receiver league, yes. Sure.
I know. I think he's the real deal too. I just need to see a little bit more. Just give me a little bit more.
And flex him if you need him. If you got hit by the injury bug, flex him.
If Cowboys go up by 20 points in the second quarter, they're not going to be slinging the ball around.
Yeah, but those NFC East division games never go like that. What? They're always.
Didn't it go like that last week with the Giants?
It's the Giants.
No, so they do go like that.
Sometimes.
You can't say never.
Very it literally happened usually, last week. Usually these Dallas, Washington, Dallas, Philly games like come down to like the last possession.
It was also week one where, you know, the Giants weren't ready to play football.
Oh, believe me, I've watched far too many of those games. Far too many.
Cowboys defense. You guys like the Cowboys defense?
Love it.
Love it? Okie dokie.
Love them. Sure.
Redskins. Redskins.
What about
me?
Any Redskin you want to start? Is there any Adrian Peterson?
Who's the
Chris Thompson?
AP if you need him. Who's the receiver? What was his name?
Terry McLaurin.
Is that the guy that went off last week?
Yeah, it is. Yeah. I'm not starting this week. Sure. I'll hold him on my bench. If you picked him up, I'd hold him on your bench.
Yeah.
I would flex Chris Thompson in PPR.
Okay.
Awuzie and Jones are pretty good. And they
I would start Chris
pieces.
Thompson over Aaron Jones this week.
Dang.
What about Kerryon Johnson?
Really low on him.
I still like Kerryon better.
I know you do. Homer. All right, and that's really about it from this game, right? Nobody really on Washington we like?
No.
Okay. Now we have another game of undefeateds, Josh.
Hey-o.
We got Arizona traveling to Baltimore to play the Ravens.
So many undefeated teams.
David Johnson, do you guys want to start him this week?
Yeah, dude.
Yeah, the volume was there.
I don't. I'm going to start. If I have him, I'm going to start him, but I don't want to start him.
Even if they're behind, he's still going to – Murray will still throw it to him. Because if he looks like a deer in the headlights for the first half like he did the first three quarters like he did last week, he's going to dump it off to DJ.
This ain't the Detroit defense, though. This is the Ravens defense.
I know. So he's probably going to look like a deer in headlights for the first three quarters and dump it off to DJ every chance he gets.
Okay. What about Larry Fitz?
I feel good starting Fitz.
I don't want to start him.
I can't do it. I can't do it.
Okay. That's fine. I respect your decision, but I feel
Jimmy Smith's not there. But
did I feel terrible that he was on my bench with 25 points last week? You bet. But I'm still not going to play him until I see
a better
Murray
matchup
in this offense a little bit more, yeah.
A better matchup. If it wasn't the Ravens, if they were playing the Redskins or the Giants, heck yeah, I'd be firing him up. But it's the Ravens defense.
Yeah, and they played Miami last week. You kind of got
to
take it with a grain of salt.
The Ravens they had to
play a preseason game last week, so it wasn't real football.
Okay. Okay. So Ravens side of the ball. Lamar Jackson?
Oh, he's top five QB this weekend.
Yeah, you got to start him.
You
got to ride the wave, man. You got to ride the hot streak, right?
And then Mark Ingram's a full go.
He is
now in my lineup, but not on my bench anymore, for sure.
What was that, Josh?
We lost Josh for a second.
Oh.
Say it again.
Josh, what'd you say?
I don't know what I was talking about.
Oh, okay, cool. Sounds good. What Ravens wide receiver do you guys want to start?
Hollywood.
No, actually, he's been having problems with the hip all week. I don't know, man.
Has he? Is he on the injury report?
Yeah, he has been on the injury report with that hip injury. He missed a couple practices this week. I don't feel
quite. Did he practice Thursday? That's all I care about.
I don't have that
information. All you need to know is Hollywood only ran 13 plays last week, and he still was amazing. So he doesn't need to learn a lot of plays.
Fact. Okay. Run down the field fast.
So if you don't want him, which Ravens wide receiver do you want if you're saying that Lamar Jackson's going to be a number one? What was
I want
that,
Mark
Josh?
Andrews.
Mark Andrews? Okay. Do you want Mark Andrews over – oh, my God. I got to update my rankings. Over any of the big four tight ends, over Kittle, Ertz, Ingram, or Kelsey?
No.
Even though Ertz had a disappointing week one.
What about over the, not rookie, but the tight end phenomenon that is Darren Waller?
To me, they're neck and neck, but I think I'd rather have Waller.
Yeah, because you know why? He plays in every snap. He plays every snap. Mark Andrews only played in 47% of the snaps.
John Gruden loves that guy.
He does.
He does. And so does Derek Carr.
Okie dokie. So Ravens, Mark Andrews. But wide receiver-wise, any wide receiver you want to start there?
No, not for me personally.
Okay. I think you got. If you have Hollywood, ride it again. Go for it.
If he's playing, I mean, it's something you got to watch.
If he's playing, keep an eye on him. Yeah.
Luckily, it's an early game, so you'll know before the other games start if he's in or out. All right, then we'll move on down to Jacksonville against the Texans. Poor Texans had that heartbreaking loss against Drew Brees.
So Brees is a cold-blooded killer, man.
Jacksonville. We love Leonard Fournette, right?
I do.
Because he's going to run all over this Houston defense that looked pretty leaky.
Yeah, I hope so. I need him to come through for me. I have him in two leagues. Please, feed him the ball.
Now, the Minshew is quarterbacking the Jacksonville Jaguars.
What's his first name? Gardner Minshew?
Yes.
Gardner Minshew, yep.
Okay.
So he's quarterbacking, so we probably don't want to start him unless you're anything deeper than like a really, really deep league or a 2QB or super flex or something like that. But with him starting, how does this make you feel about D.D. Westbrook and the other wide receivers there?
Hurts my feelings, Brad.
DJ Shark?
DJ Shark.
No, I don't like.
I'd rather still have DD because I think the talent's there, but I don't like either one of them.
Okay.
Shark was their leading receiver last week, correct? I'm not crazy remembering that.
No, yes, you're correct.
So, and Minshew was good, what, 22 of 25?
It was the Chiefs defense. They were playing from behind.
Is Houston's that much better?
Yes.
Yeah.
They are?
Yes.
Yeah, their defense is better.
Okay. We'll see.
Justin James Watt.
JJ? Okay.
JJ is a he looks like a shadow of his former self.
Is there any other Jaguars, though, other than Leonard Fournette, you guys want to start?
Nope.
Okay, cool. Yeah. Moving over to the Texans side of the ball.
My boy.
Nuke Hopkins is so good. Here's what Jalen Ramsey had to say about him. He had a 99 overall ranking in Madden, and that means he's pretty much unguardable, which is really true in real life, too.
Dang, he said that about
Jalen Ramsey said that about wow. Yeah.
He said nice things.
D-Hop actually said some nice things, too. Jalen
Ramsey's kind of crazy.
Yeah. Wait, D-Hop said some nice things about Jalen Ramsey, too. He's like, I actually like playing against him. He's a true cover corner, like a number one corner, because he shadows me the whole game, and he brings the best out of me. So they actually think they have some mutual respect for each other.
Yeah, it sounds like it. I didn't think they liked each other at all, but that's cool.
So Nuke is a must-start.
Yeah.
Yes, okay. Even though he dropped three more passes than he did all of last year in the first week.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure we ain't got to worry about that. So Nukes a must-start.
Yeah.
What about the other wide receivers there? Because we saw what Sammy Watkins did to this defense. Do you think Will Fuller could replicate that?
I think he could have one or two deep ones.
He could hit, yeah. He is their deep threat.
And Deshaun Watson's still a go, right?
Oh, yeah. Yes,
absolutely. Please stop letting him get sacked six times. Good Lord.
But that's the problem I got to worry about. This Jacksonville defense is going to be mad. You know, Miles Jackson come out swinging.
Yeah. They just need to keep him upright. Like, I know. Like, you're going to have an Andrew Luck situation here if you don't get this line fixed, boys.
Because Deshaun Watson is a legitimately great quarterback.
He is. He's fantastic.
And they have
did hurt himself on his dive into the end zone, though.
Yeah, being great.
But the line didn't hurt him.
No, but he did get sacked six times. And I don't remember particularly if any of those were coverage sacks, but the line is historically bad, and it was last season too. So,
all right, what about the running backs for the Texans? Carlos Hyde or good old Duke Johnson?
I like Duke in PPR, and that's it, as like a flex.
Just because he'll probably get the work, kind of like what Damian Williams did last week against Jacksonville. In the passing game, he'll get his stuff. Maybe he gets a touchdown.
Yeah,
I concur.
What was Hyde's carry numbers last week? I don't remember off the top of my head.
They were pretty good, but he averaged like 8 yards a carry.
Yeah, he had a great week.
My goodness.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, let's get into some of the evening games, unless there's anything else you guys want to bring up about that game. No? Moving on? Cool. All right, Chiefs, Raiders.
Whew.
Start all your Chiefs?
Yeah, of course.
Mecole Hardman.
As much as I hate Sammy Watkins, you have to ride the hot streak.
Oh, yeah.
We'll see what happens when he gets shadowed by a number one guy this week.
You gotta
the Raiders don't have a number one guy.
No, they don't have one. They don't even have a number two guy.
Do we like Mecole Hardman enough to flex him number two?
Not this week.
No. Okay.
What about the running back situation for the Chiefs? LeSean McCoy, Damian Williams.
McCoy in standard, Williams in PPR.
I take Williams in both.
Really?
I agree with Eric.
That's surprising. You didn't even like Damian Williams when you drafted him.
Well, the reason being is that even on the goal line, I think Williams will get it because they want to throw the ball on the goal line. They're not a pounded. They're a spread them out team. They're not going to load up and go full back, two tight end set, and start slamming up the middle. So Damian Williams will still be out there. Okay. Now on the Raiders side of the ball.
You're not going to talk about Kelsey?
You're starting Travis Kelsey.
Do you need to? Forget it. He's good.
Yeah. Okay, fine. Just,
okay. Well, do you not want to start Josh? Josh said don't start guys. Travis Kelsey. Moving on to the Raiders.
I never said that.
So I love Derek Carr this week. After what Minshew did to this team, and they're going to be having to score. It's not going to be this Broncos defense where the offense couldn't score points, so Derek Carr could just pack it in for the second half.
Okay.
I love Derek Carr this week.
I think he's a good start. I agree.
Which means Tyrell Williams, I think you can start him as wide receiver two that maybe pop up in wide receiver one. Darren Waller could be a top tight end this week. I love
him. He was my hero this week, Darren Waller. I think he's going to be right inside that top five. He's the man out there.
Is that a tough choice for you, Josh?
No. I mean, I recognize talent, dude. It is what it is.
Game recognizes game.
Yeah. That's like whenever I pick, Alabama players to do well. I mean, I don't like it, but, you got to be honest.
Yeah, but they don't typically. So.
And then my thing is I said Josh Jacobs would be a villain this week, similar to what Leonard Fournette was last week. Once they get down, they're not going to be – they're going to throw the ball. Jalen Richard is going to come in for the passing down work. And you're going to see Jalen Richard. So if you want to be crazy and maybe a DFS play where you're trying to get an upside play of a guy who might hit as a top 10 running back that people won't pick, you might be able to go Jalen Richard. You got to pick a couple of those guys if you want to win in DFS.
You would have to have nuts the size of my head to make that call.
But what are you talking about? Christian McCaffrey just got 7 points on Thursday night. Anything's possible.
Ugh, don't remind me, man. Oof.
It's true.
What Thursday night games are the dumbest thing.
Sammy Watkins scored almost 50 points last week.
I know. Also, crap.
Would you start a Sammy Watkins last week in DFS?
No. I wouldn't start Sammy Watkins in any league.
But the winning teams did. I'm just saying, if you want a contrarian pick in DFS, is what you have to do. If you want to win in DFS, you have to pick a couple people that nobody. Jonas Gray, remember that guy? Nobody does.
I remember.
Bill Belichick remembers him showing up late.
Yeah. Oh, problem with DFS is you're playing against the computer essentially.
Yeah,
so
and that's what I'm saying. Like this could be a good matchup for Jalen Richard. Is all I'm saying. And if you're in a really super deep league, like 16 team league, and you got to start like three running backs, he could be a good play.
Okay.
Now moving over to the Bears and Broncos. I love the Bears defense for one. Because Joe Flacco and that whole offense did not look great, and it was the Raiders, I don't think their defense is that good.
I can't wait to watch Khalil Mack chase down the mummy that is Joe Flacco.
He's going to chase him?
Murder him.
He's going to be standing there.
That's what I mean. He's going to smack the crap out of him multiple times in this
game. I've just figured it out. Here's what John Elway does when he evaluates quarterback talent. He goes out there, he looks at the statue they have of John Elway out there, and they're like, I want a quarterback like that. And they're like, okay, and they go get a statue quarterback. Peyton Manning, statue. Trevor Siemian, statue.
He needs to be tall. He needs to be handsome.
You call Joe Flacco handsome?
Tall, relatively handsome. That's it. Strong arm. That's it. That's all he looks
like. Gotta have a big arm. Gotta have a big arm.
Okay.
He didn't want Peyton Manning at first because the arm was loosening up him.
Yeah, the heist.
Okay, do you want to start either one of these quarterbacks?
I want to start this Bears defense. I know
well,
that.
I said that. The defense is a must start.
Deep in my heart, I want to start Trubisky.
No.
But I'm so worried about him now.
No, I like A-Rob, though. I like A-Rob again this week.
I would start Trubisky.
Are you worried about
two QB leagues?
Harris shadowing Allen Robinson.
No.
Okay. That's the only problem I have is, and then, the pass rush of Denver getting there.
They didn't touch freaking Derek Carr last week, so.
And maybe they're mad, and they're at home, They're not playing on a baseball field like they were in Oakland.
Von Miller better Von Miller better get his crap together. I know that.
They were playing on a baseball field.
I don't care, Brad.
They were lining up at the second base. Like he had
a fan is short for fanatic. I don't care.
Okay.
You get paid millions of dollars to play a game. Do your job.
Bears running backs. We saw Josh Jacobs have a great game against the Broncos defense last week. Do you see any one of these Bears running backs doing the same thing this week?
I like Cohen and PPR.
That's really it. David Montgomery ain't going to get the work.
Montgomery didn't get any touches. And who is it? Davis? Mike Davis?
Mike Davis, baby.
Mike Jones.
I'm like, why is he even in the game?
Because Matt Nagy is smarter than all of us.
Matt Nagy's an idiot and has no idea what he's doing.
He
just
passes
like Adam
the Wunderlich every time he takes it.
Fix it. Fix your team. Fix your scheme. Fix yourself, Matt Nagy. And you too, Adam Gase.
Is Trey Burton going to play?
He's progressing, but I don't think he's going to play.
Okay. I would not have him in your starting lineup right now.
If he plays, I want him. Broncos are historically bad against tight ends.
I know, but dude, I got Ebron and Burton in Dynasty, and I'm like, oh.
If Burton plays, I'd want to start him.
If he plays, yes, but you gotta keep a close eye on that situation and see what the final verdict is. If he's 50%, I wouldn't play him.
Okay. Broncos side of the ball. Philip Lindsay?
No.
Emmanuel
no,
Sanders?
No. Yes.
A low end flex play? Low end flex play?
I think him and Sutton are both low end flex plays.
Okay. Best Bears defense is for real. So
they're so good. They're so good. Yeah.
I actually like the Broncos defense.
Noah Fant? You
know.
No, not this week.
You don't think he's going to have 17 false starts?
I thought him and Hockenson were going to be the inverse of each other last week, but that was completely wrong. So
it's 1 week.
You're right. It is.
All right, let's move on to a little more fun game. Let's get to an over-under of 52 points here. Let's get to the Saints and the Rams, baby. Are we starting everybody from this game except the defenses?
Yes.
I'm starting everyone but the tight ends and Latavius Murray.
No Jared Cook?
I like Jared Cook.
I'm not starting Jared Cook.
Would you start Noah Fant over him?
No. I would start Noah Fant over Jared Cook.
You would? Mm-hmm. Josh?
I would.
You're crazy.
Would you just start?
You're just saying outlandish things to be outlandish.
No, I'm not.
Would you start? I believe. Josh, would you start Jimmy Graham over Jared Cook?
Yes.
Vance McDonald?
No.
Yes.
Austin Hooper?
Yes.
Maybe.
Njoku?
No.
Just yes. Josh, Eric. I know who you are. I'm trying to get Josh here. Hockenson, Josh.
Yes.
You start Hockenson over him?
Yep.
Okay.
I agree with that.
Cool.
I'm low on Jared Cook. I saw exactly what I thought I was going to see last week when they played the Texans. They were in a high scoring game. And I saw exactly what I thought I was going to see was him not getting targeted. Ted Ginn's back in the offense now. They don't need a tight end. They've traditionally used two guys. And now that they have Ted Ginn and Michael Thomas, and they've thrown the ball to Alvin Kamara a ton, there's no need to have Jared Cook involved really in the passing game. He's going to have one or two good games this season. That'll be it.
I wouldn't start Ted Ginn in this game, and here's why. It's an outdoor game. Drew Brees for the last couple of years has played pretty much different than he does play at home. He's a lot worse.
Yeah.
And so Michael Thomas still going to get his touches. Alvin Kamara still gets his touches, so they're safe. Latavius Murray.
No.
Didn't he vultured some touchdowns last week, did he not?
He vultured one, yes.
Yeah. So
Alvin Kamara will be fine.
Alvin Kamara had no touchdowns last week.
Oh, no. Alvin Kamara is going to be fine. No doubt about it. But Latavius Murray, if you're in a real deep league, you're in a 16-team league, and you need to start three guys, put him in the flex spot.
Cool.
Would you rather start him than Malcolm Brown, though?
Ooh, I like Malcolm Brown better after last week.
Who's that?
Malcolm Brown.
Oh, for the Rams. Okay.
The ultimate vulture.
Okay. So let's move over to the Rams side. What was that?
Start them all.
It was me.
Is this vulture noise?
Oh. Okay. Sorry, I thought it was your cat, Eric.
Start all your Rams, especially Robert Woods. No, my cat's not in here tonight.
Okay, so you're starting all your Rams. So Todd Gurley, Malcolm Brown, Cooks, Woods, Cup.
I mean, if you don't have Gurley and you want to start Brown, go ahead. But I would still start Gurley and Woods and Cup and
Cooks.
Yeah, you have to start all those guys.
Okay.
And Goff.
And Jared Goff.
Don't forget Goff.
No, I got Jared Goff.
The Saints gave up 21 points a game last year to quarterbacks.
Yeah.
So I really expect Jared Goff to have a nice game.
And it's probably going to be a shootout. What's the over-under again? 52?
52.
I bet it goes. Oh, yeah. I bet it goes over.
Don't worry. We got another over-under that's higher than that. We got 52.5 for two birds fighting it out. We got the Eagles and we got the Falcons. I think this is a game. Okay, so I'm going to start with the Falcons side of the ball because they were a big disappointment last week. But this is a way easier matchup.
Just like me to my father.
This is a way easier matchup. We saw the Redskins. We saw the Redskins light up the Eagles last week. So I think Matt Ryan's, he's at home in the dome. I think he'll be fine. Julio Jones will be fine.
Julio Jones.
Would you like, I know you don't like the J's. Both J's are pronounced differently. I got it.
What a jerk.
And then
Devontae Freeman worries me.
Devontae Freeman does not worry me in this game. I think it's a get right game for all your Falcons. Calvin Ridley is the one. I'm just not high on Calvin Ridley at all. But it's a 52-point over-under. I'm still starting Calvin Ridley.
And
would you start Mark Ingram over Devontae Freeman?
Yes.
Yes.
But Mark Ingram's got a way better matchup.
Okay. Just making sure. Robert Woods is my...
I have Freeman at 18. Okay, I still have an RB2.
Okay.
But.
Okay, Robert Woods is my my hero this week, so
okay,
I'm all aboard the Woods train.
Right. Ooh,
so Woods. Yeah,
choo choo.
Okay, so
I like Cooper.
Eagles side of the ball. Wins is a go, right?
Oh yeah.
Yep.
Both the wide receivers.
Yeah, dude.
Just Alshon Jeffrey.
Both.
Low-end flex in DeSean Jackson if you have to start him. I like him better in standard than PPR.
And he's really good in best ball.
But best ball, your team's set. You can't do nothing about it anyway.
Yeah. I think this Alshon – I don't know if this – I need to see more between Wentz and Alshon Jeffrey before I'm sold on Jeffrey because historically they do not produce a lot together.
Okay, so do you think Zach Ertz is going to have a great game?
I hope so. But, man, he got ignored last week.
Okay. But the wide receivers did steal the show last week. Running back situation in Philadelphia is very cluttered, very much a big mess. Do you want to start any of these running backs for Philadelphia?
No. No.
Even though Dalvin Cook just lit up this Eagles team for everything under the sun.
I don't care.
Would you guys be talking different if Miles Sanders would have had that 24-yard touchdown run?
Maybe, but he didn't. Darren Sproles was their leading rusher last week. So he's like 50.
He's going to get hurt soon, though.
He was still their leading rusher last week, though. Like, that's insane to me.
Yeah.
All right. We got Monday Night Football. And then after that, we're going to get to the Wheel of Pie because there'll be a video showing up tomorrow of me getting pie in the face.
Hey.
But right now, we're going to do the Browns Monday Night Football against the mononucleitis. Oh, wait. That's the New York Jets. Sorry.
Mononucleosis.
No, I said cucullitis. I know what I said. All right.
Yes, sir.
So
this is a get right game for Cleveland, right?
It better be. Believe me, they're still the same team.
Believe.
So Odell Beckham came out and said that Greg Williams told the team last year to hurt him because now he's teammates with all the players for Cleveland because Greg Williams was the defensive coordinator for Cleveland and now he's the defensive coordinator for the Jets.
It makes sense.
And that's the game he injured his ankle in. So he came out and said, he's told the players, remember, Greg Williams is also the guy that when Minnesota was playing St. Louis, was it St. Louis and Brett Favre got hurt?
Yeah, he was the defensive coordinator back then.
No, he wasn't St. Louis. He went to St. Louis after he came back. It was the Redskins.
Was he the Bounty Gate dude?
Yes. Yeah, he was Bounty Gate. Saints.
That's right.
Saints, yep.
So I got a feeling the NFL's probably going to look into this again, but Odell's going to be out there checking his watch, making sure the time's right. And I like Odell this week.
That $190,000 watch.
I like Odell this week. But, I mean, you have to start Odell because you took him probably so high.
Mm-hmm.
What about Jarvis Landry?
Loser. No.
Super low-end, three wide receiver league?
Yeah. That sounds right.
Well, I mean, we got to talk about it. There's people playing three wide receiver league.
Sure. No, you're right. We do have to talk.
Njoku?
There's a lot of guys I like better than Njoku.
Yeah.
What about Nick Chubb? He disappointed pretty bad last week, and this is actually a pretty good run defense.
I'll start Chubb.
Okay. Yeah, I would start Chubb. Because if they get up big, he's going to get a lot of work trying to close that game out.
Are you guys worried about Le'Veon Bell possibly missing this game? It is a Monday night football game. If Bell misses, you might be up the creek, and you might be missing something.
I am worried about it, because if you have to go get an MRI to make sure your shoulder's good, it's got to be hurting pretty bad.
Pick up Ty Montgomery. They said Ty Montgomery would be the starter if Le'Veon Bell misses. Just to say, if you're the Le'Veon Bell owner, you need to own Ty Montgomery for this game.
Yep.
And put Le'Veon Bell on your flex to give yourself some more room.
Yes.
What about Josh?
He's the only side. He's the only guy from that side of the ball I care about.
But I mean, if you have him on your team and you're going to put him in.
Yeah, no, I'm saying, but as far as like everyone else, I don't care about.
I know, but if you, Josh, you are the Le'Veon Bell owner, and it comes out Monday that he's not playing, but all your other players have played. You have to do something. So you probably have to pivot to have a Jets player on your team.
The Crow.
He's not on the Jets.
No, Crowder.
Oh, Crowder.
Oh, yeah. Okay. You're really grasping straws with Trevor Siemian throwing him in the ball.
He's saying, I got to have someone. I'm telling you I would have.
No, I'm just trying to put it out there because people are going to have these problems.
I picked up Ty Montgomery, so.
You need to have a Jet because most of the Browns are going to be owned that you want to have because the hype was so high on the Browns.
Yeah. Yep.
Because I'm not going crazy with the Higgins.
Rashard Higgins. You guys ready to spin that wheel?
Spin that wheel.
Thank you, Jameis, for hook. Or wait, not Jameis. Who did you pick last week? Brad?
Oh, I don't know if you guys can see that. It's Brad's choice.
Ooh. You know what I'm going with? Kickers. I get first pick, Gostkowski.
Okay. Josh, go ahead.
I will take the easy way out here, and I will go with, I don't know, Will Lutz.
I knew you were going to take Lutz.
My boy.
You going to take the kicker from the other side of the ball in that game, Eric?
Greg DeLay.
It's the highest scoring over-under.
You know what? I will, just because then it's really a true head-to-head for me and Josh. So I'll take Greg.
I just want to say Gostkowski, because I knew.
Of course.
I can't wait.
I was also thinking of Kaimi Fairburn.
Fairburn, yeah, he hurt me real bad last week.
Yeah, he was terrible last week. I was like, oh, I could pick Kaimi Fairburn there, but he was terrible. So, and I'm sure as hell not taking Vinatieri after last week. Woof.
All right.
He was 204 for 210 prior to that. Pretty sad.
So I will be getting pied. It'll be out there. And that is how this is going to go down, boys. And
he might. Are you kidding me? Gostkowski against Miami? He might score.
Oh, no. I'm saying my Jameis pie. Gostkowski's good. He always protects me.
Oh, yeah. Jameis hooked you up, though. Yeah. Thank goodness. Because that was my pie to have right there with who was my choice again?
Baker.
That's right. Oh, he was so mad. Thanks, Baker. Thanks for repaying my faith.
All right, boys. I think that's about it. That's all she wrote. Anything else? Any parting words?
Parting shots? Nope. I'm good.
Okie dokie.
No wisdom here.
I just want to say that Zenith already canceled their partnership with Antonio Brown for the helmet.
Good.
All right, send us on the way, Josh.
Thanks for tuning in to Empty Wagon Fantasy Football Podcast. You can hit us up on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram at Empty Wagon FF. Brad will be at Tag Jones. Eric is at Gunzaveld19, and I'm at FF Josh Hughes. Hope you win your week. Good luck.
Yep, good luck this week, guys and gals.
Later.
Later.